Nietzsche was descended from a long line of tradesmen, including hatters and butchers, but his grandfather and father were both Lutheran pastors. Nietzsche's father was a patriotic Prussian who held his king, Friedrich Wilhelm IV, in high esteem. When Ludwig Nietzsche's first son was born on the king's birthday, it was obvious that he had little chance of being named Otto. By an utterly meaningless coincidence, all three men were to die insane. The first to go was Ludwig, who died in 1849. He was diagnosed as having softening of the brain, and the autopsy apparently revealed that a quarter of his brain had been affected by softening. This diagnosis is no longer fashionable with the medical profession, but Nietzsche's reputable biographers are convinced that Ludwig Nietzsche's insanity was not inherited by his son. Nietzsche was now brought up in Naumburg in a house full of holy women, which included a mother, a younger sister, a maternal grandmother, and two slightly loopy maiden aunts. This appears to have affected Nietzsche's attitude toward women in later life. At the age of 13 he went to boarding school at nearby Pforta, one of the top private boarding schools in Germany. Nietzsche, very much the product of his pious, mollycoddled upbringing, became known as the Little Pastor, and carried off all the prizes. But he was so brilliant that eventually he couldn't help thinking for himself. By the age of 18 he was beginning to doubt his faith. The clear-sighted thinker couldn't help noticing the square pegs in the round holes of the world about him. Typically this thinking appears to have been done in complete isolation. Throughout his life, Nietzsche was to be influenced in his thought by very few living people, and not many dead ones either. At the age of 19, Nietzsche went to the University of Bonn to study theology and classical philology, with the aim of becoming a pastor. His destiny had been mapped out long beforehand by the holy women, but already he was beginning to experience an unconscious urge to rebellion, which resulted in a transformation of his character. On arriving at Bonn, the solitary schoolboy unexpectedly became a typical gregarious student. He joined a smart fraternity, took to drinking with his fellows, and even fought a duel, the usual artificial affair which was stopped as soon as he had received his honourable scar, a slight nick on the nose, unfortunately later obscured by the bridge of his spectacles. But this was only a necessary phase. By now Nietzsche had decided, God is dead. This remark, now so closely associated with Nietzsche and his philosophy, was also made by Hegel some 20 years before Nietzsche was born.